Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I've been sharing a message I've entitled The Way Out of Discouragement. And the way out of discouragement, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus is the way out. But let me share the text I've based this sermon title, if you will, on, and that's Numbers 21 and 4. And it's referring to the children of Israel. They journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And beloved, this world that we live in, especially for Christians, there is an intensifying of the battles. Have you found that to be true? Not only in your personal walk, the thoughts and the issues that you've had to contend with. You want to grow to be more and more like Jesus, but so many things occur that just seem to set you back instead of promoting you forward, that you want to go on in the things of God, and your expectation is just, you're being frustrated because the things you desire so much to be as well as to do for God don't seem to be manifesting. And the word I share with you today is the words of Jesus. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. The gospel of the Lord Jesus is a statement of faith, of good news, of good cheer, of courage, of hope that maketh not ashamed. The devil continually is taunting us with be discouraged. The world is a place of temptation and sin. But Jesus says to counter that, be of good cheer, for I have overcome everything in the world that can possibly defeat you. I've defeated the devil. I've given you victory. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Beloved, the kingdom of God is within us. And if that's the case, how can there possibly be any room for discouragement in a world where Christ has overcome? And you might say, you know, amen, yes, Sister Glass, praise God. However, I know some are listening, and if this isn't your case now, I know there's probably times you could relate to this, or perhaps we'll visit in the future, that through great weariness of body, weariness of mind, that you're just plain tired. And so the things that you could normally resist as far as, you know, the attacks of the enemy, it is hard for you to do that because you're tired. And, you know, I was thinking of Jesus. It says, let me read this in Hebrews, the second chapter. In verse 18, it says, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He was made, in verse 17, like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, and to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. But I was just thinking the other day, here Jesus, he went through such cruel punishment and humiliation and ridicule and suffering for our sake. He, through his suffering and death and resurrection, secured an atonement and satisfaction of the justice of God before his Father and our Father. But do you realize he was a strong, healthy man in his 30s? Scriptures say he was cut down in the midst of his years. And do you realize as he was carrying the cross to Calvary, even Jesus fell beneath the weight of it. And the Romans pulled a Simeon to help carry that cross. Jesus, who was very God but very man, he fell under the load of the weight of the burden he was carrying. And some of you listening right now, you're just tired spiritually, tired mentally, tired physically. And I just want to pray for you and ask God to minister to you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have come that you might have life, and that life abundantly. Therefore, I call to you, come away with your God, be sheltered in the secret place of the Most High, that I can minister to you. Did I not speak to my disciples, come aside and rest a while? The ministry, the crowds, the noise, the demands, the burdens were so great. There were times it was necessary to just come apart. And even if it is not possible for you to physically go away, come into that secret place, that quiet place in prayer where you can be with me and I can minister to you and strengthen you and restore your soul. I know the burdens and the battles have been intense and heavy, but I want you to have faith and trust in me that you will see me undertake, and I will cause the forces of the enemy that have been so fierce against you. I've heard your cry. You shall see the battle turned, and you shall see that God has indeed answered your prayers and bringing forth answers that will delight and astound your heart. Stand fast. Rest in me. There's a time to be strong. There's a time to be courageous. But when you are weak, when you are in need of ministry, I ask you to just wait before me and allow my spirit to touch you very deeply in your inner man, that I may renew my strength in you. I love you, beloved. Be not faint-hearted. Know that I am with you and that with your hand in mine, we shall walk, and I shall bring you into a safe place beside still waters and green pastures, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, I do pray against that spirit of discouragement. We know that's not of you. The people of Israel were much discouraged because of the way, but Jesus said, you are the way, the truth, and the life. So, Father, we thank you that you will just minister to everyone who's going through a very hard time right now, and you will uplift them by the hand of your righteousness. Lord, you said, though we go through the fire, through the waters, those waters wouldn't overflow us, the flame wouldn't kindle upon us, because you are the Lord our God. And Father, I thank you for the faith and hope that we shall see your goodness in the land of the living. Lord, we honor you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, beloved, there are many, many reasons for discouragement. And, you know, there's some folks that even persuade themselves that to be discouraged is a very pious state of mind, an evidence of true humility. And, beloved, that's not the case. Whatever the cause is, that's a case of true deception, because God wants our joy to be full. And we know from testimonies, I mean, Paul wrote the Philippian epistle, that epistle of joy in the midst of the most horrendous situation in prison. The Mamertine prison was so dreadful. It had a terrible name. And yet we can rejoice as we read his words, because he had found the true victory that faith brings. Whatever the causes, you know, discouragement can at the moment seem so legitimate that to our short-sightedness, it seems it's the only right, reasonable, proper state of mind to cultivate. But we have to rise above that, and God will give us that strength. Sometimes it's our own incapacity. You know, sometimes we think it's all right for us to be cast down because Well, we really know what we're like. We're poor, miserable, good-for-nothing sinners. And it would be a gross presumption in the face of such incapacity to be anything but discouraged. I'm being a rather excessive right now, but the devil is right there to underline every fault and every failing. In 1 Corinthians, that first chapter, verse 27, you might feel that you have very little to offer God. In verse 26, Paul says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." God loves to use weak vessels. Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." And when we look at some of the heroes of faith, when we look at Moses, for example, when God called him to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, he saw his natural infirmities and weaknesses. He'd failed 40 years earlier, and he tried to excuse himself. He was discouraged. He had been burdened. He had been concerned. His heart went out to his people. That's why he murdered that Egyptian. But he had been misunderstood, and he'd been in exile 40 years. He fled the wrath of Pharaoh. However, beloved, there is God's way, and there is God's timing. Remember, the disciples, they were excellent fishermen. Jesus said, "Cast down your nets." And Peter said, "Well, we've labored all night. We haven't caught anything. Nonetheless, at your word." And so we have to understand there is a timing. You know, Numbers 21:4 that I've shared, Israel was discouraged because of the way the Revised Standard says they became impatient on the way. And so, beloved, God's heard your prayer. And there is a perfect solution and a perfect answer and a perfect timing. So take heart and rest in the Lord. Know that he knows just how to minister to you and lift you up. Praise God. Well, if you need the support of agreeing prayer, there may be some things you're going through that you can't share with anyone. God alone. And even if it's an unspoken, a lot of times I say, if it's just unspoken, that's okay. God knows. I pray in the Spirit. He knows. So I do invite you to write, "I love you and care for you deeply in the bonds of Christ. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family." Some of you faithful listeners, some never written, but I still pray for you. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.